It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to a Monday. The new week is here, and we're going to start it off with a group of girls. I'm surrounded by some college girls, and they're in our studios today to perform for us. They call themselves the Pitches, and we'll find out more about the Pitches in just a minute. So hang around. This is Border Crossings on a Monday. This is the Voice of America.
It's been a long time coming since I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had when my feet went numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Heart still beating, but it's not working. It's like a $1 million phone that you just can't ring. I reach out trying to love, but I feel nothing. Oh, my heart is numb.
Coming since I've seen your face, I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool, just shy of a gun.
Heart still beating, but it's not working. It's like 100,000 voices that I just can't sing. I reached out.
It's the Pitches, and we're live on a Monday. This is Border Crossings. The girls are in our studio. We've got 7 out of how many are there?
About 20.
20 all together. Well, we welcome you to Border Crossings, to the world, to the Voice of America. You girls are in this a cappella band, which has been around since 1996, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so how does someone come to join an a cappella group? When you're entering college, did you factor that into your decision of what college you go to, or does every college have a cappella singing groups?
I think probably most colleges at this point have at least 1 or 2 a cappella groups. It's pretty popular around the country. Our audition process starts in the beginning of every semester. Mm-hmm. We have about 80 girls come out, and we have them sing a song of their choice and do a couple pitch matching practices and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can usually take like up to 7 hours sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So last time until 3 in the morning. Last time.
3 in the morning. Jeez, yep. You guys go all out. I know that Maroon 5, they started off in a cappella things, and Sarah Bareilles at UCLA probably singing with Adam Levine.
We're a big fan of Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who've done that, and right now, a cappella is the in thing with the films, Pitch Perfect and Glee, which was on TV for a number of years. So it's a very popular subject in music. Are you interested in music professionally, or is this just going to be during college and then you're done with music?
I think all of us are kind of just enjoying our time with it now. I know several of us are actually minoring in music, myself included. So we are sort of looking into music academically. I don't know about pursuing it afterwards, but we are studying it and learning more about it in addition to being in the group.
Well, it's an interesting story how, I mean, you were just listening to the voice of Julie. Julie's been an intern here for the summer from GW, and she took a tour with a bunch of students from GW. And I said, hey, if anybody wants to work for, you know, us in the summer and help intern, you're welcome to do that. Just reach out. Julie did. And so she's been with us for the whole summer, and we thought it would be great to bring the a cappella group into the studio today. So we're happy that you did do that. And would you introduce everybody to the worldwide audience? I mean, it's hard for them because they don't see faces. They're only hearing names. But
So I'm Julie. Here we have Kim, Michaela, Gabby, Elisa, and Izzy. Mm-hmm. So there are six of us here.
And we have one freshman in the group.
Incoming sophomore, but...
Oh, incoming
rising
sophomore.
Yeah.
Surrounded by seniors.
Yep. Yes.
So I guess that means you're going to continue on and as they all graduate.
I'm going to have to.
So. Somebody has to.
About half our group is graduating at the end of this year. It's going to be a big dent.
And so do we'll you guys get to pick who, you know, succeeds you, or does the... The people who are going to remain make the decision. How does that work?
The people who remain pick who the e-board is going to be in the next coming year. Mm-hmm. But usually we try to foster some people to get them. Not everyone wants to be like the treasurer of the group or the business director. But usually we get enough people who are really active. Mm-hmm. And like Elisa, we have a lot of really great younger people who are really into being in our group. So
and
it's
how
great.
Did you decide on the name The Pitches? Where did that come from?
We didn't.
None of us.
You didn't.
None of us were here.
You were ordained the Pitches. It's something that was 96.
And yeah.
How did the history of the name go?
So we're the first all-female group. So there was groups before us that have been at GW longer, but we were the first all-female group that came around. And as I have heard through folklore, the group kind of started based on just a group of girls who, like us, just wanted to sing together. And they really liked the all-girl community. Mm-hmm. In the other groups, sometimes there's a little more drama because there's guys and girls, and you know how that is. So
sure.
Our group is a little, you know, we have a cohesive unit because we're all ladies, and that's,
you never have drama with 20 girls.
Yeah,
no,
never.
No drama at all. Do you guys do the contests, the competitions, like that you see in the movies and things like that?
We do contests like within GW. We have two, they're not really contests. We have two during the year. We have Acapella Palooza. And then we have Battle of the Acapellas, which is kind of the more exciting one, which is when all the groups come out and we pick two songs of our choosing. And then there's like a battle song, which is, and we only find out what that is 2 weeks beforehand. We have to kind of make a quick arrangement, make it original, make it different. And then we all get on the big stage and we battle, you know.
And you're from London.
Yeah, I grew up in England.
And so, I mean, is this popular in England as well, acapella in college?
Not so much. I mean, we had an a cappella group, but it was much more kind of choral. I went to an all-girls private school where everything was very, you know, proper. And and our a cappella group, you know, we sang a lot of, like, Mozart. Even, like, you know, it was very different.
But we definitely do not sing Mozart.
No.
That's
no.
For sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, what's fun about this group is that we do we do so many different kinds of music. Like, we do a lot of Sarah Bareilles. I mean, I arranged a Bruce Springsteen song this year. We've done, like, U2. We've done, like, I don't know, rap. We did the Holy Grail this year. So we do all sorts of different things, which makes it, you know, fun and diverse. And
well, I know we're all anxious to hear you live. We've heard the CD now that you have that. We'll talk about that in a bit. But if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us and tell us what you're going to do.
So this first song is Wayfaring Stranger. The version we base it on is Ed Sheeran's version that he did with a loop pedal. So that's kind of the routine of it. But obviously the song has been around forever. And this is our arrangement of it.
Okay.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
roaming stranger, traveling through this world alone. And there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright light to which I go. And I'm going there to see my mother. And I'm going there no more to roam. And I'm only going over Jordan. And I'm only going over home now.
Pitches. Yay! Sounding great.
Thank you.
And you learn the vocals one part at a time, is that correct?
Yeah, so the kind of the process by which we go about learning this new song is we do it part by part, so we split into soprano, alto, and we normally have two soprano parts, one's high, one's low, and same thing with the altos. And we normally do the bass line first, or kind of whoever arranged the song normally teaches it. And we'll kind of go up part by part, one or two at a time, and learn it in sections, and then kind of piece it together, learn that section, sing it all together, see how it sounds, kind of go through it, do some, you know, notes, as we call them, and then kind of go about, you know, do the rest of the song the same way.
And how do you select the songs? Does that mean one person say, how about this? And
so each person, anyone's welcome to arrange a song. We kind of bring back normally like three that we've done in the past, mm-hmm. kind of by popular vote. It's all very democratic, no tyranny here. And everyone arranges a song. You send it into the musical directors. They have a look at it. And then we kind of decide what order we're going to do it during the year. And whoever arranged that song, you know, get to make sure that you're going to do a song that will sound good. And you know, we're not going to be doing Metallica or anything anytime. It's not going to sound good. But then once they've decided what we're going to arrange, we, you know, take turns teaching them during the year.
Yeah, we also try to make our set like as versatile as possible. So when picking songs that we want to do, we try to keep in mind that, you know, we want a mix of popular like songs that are current and also older songs and fast and slow, just so it, you know, we have a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm. And there's never instrumentation. It's always total. No.
Kim is our instrumentation.
Yes.
Sometimes we clap.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we do like to clap.
Stomp. I like to stomp.
We like to stomp.
Now, you beatboxing, I mean, where does that come from? Is one day you just discovered your hidden talent to beatbox? Or
not at all. actually, it was during Pitches auditions my freshman year where they were like, can you beatbox? And I had read something about it. So I was like, sure. And I pretended to know how to beatbox, which I did really badly, and they laughed. Since then, being in the group, it's really hard to find girl beatboxers before their college experience. And so we kind of usually have one person a year who kind of steps up and they're like, I want to learn to beatbox. Mm. And so you start learning with the boots and cats, like, and then you kind of add more things.
Yeah, do a demonstration. Time. I was told that you have an awesome yes. beatbox solo.
Do the dubstep thing.
Okay. So, so as I said, you start with like,
down. That's great. Great. I love it. You guys have a great sound, and it's for just seven. I can imagine.
Yeah, it's much different. 20 when we're all
of
here.
You. That's huge, mega huge. And how do you decide who has what part with so many different girls?
Yeah, I mean, usually it's we try to take people based on their vocal part, I guess you would say. But usually we like to swap people around. So we try to put you with people you blend with and that kind of thing. But we have a lot of girls who like to jump around and do different things. So. We really just try to make sure that everyone is able to do. So we have like multiple beatboxers because everyone likes to do that. And it's very tiring, as Kim can tell you. So we usually have at least five or six people in the group who can beatbox for us as well.
So as a acapella group from college, do you compete with other college acapella groups or do you just keep it on campus within your own little set?
We have before. We competed in I think it was something for the Cherry Blossom Festival, just things around D.C. that we catch wind of. Every now and then we'll do something, but we actually like just really performing on campus. We perform with different student groups. They have little coffee houses or something like that, or like open mic nights. We like to sort of contribute, and we go and sing there because it's a really good experience for us, and it's a chance to try out our new songs.
Mm. And is there a certain prestige to being in the Pitches? Do you get a better seat at the cafeteria? If you say, we're in the Pitches. Oh, you get the front table.
No, but I think people think as it becomes more popular with Pitch Perfect, we have a lot of other groups, but we are not, like, you know, there's a lot of groups, and so whenever you say you're an acapella group, people are like, oh, that's so cool. And because we are the Pitches and it's Pitch Perfect, people tend to make that connection really fast. Mm-hmm. So we get asked about that all the time, and we have gone as a group to see both. We went to the theaters and we watched both of them
and
together.
Were you singing along with all the songs in your seats?
Probably. Yeah. And we probably shouldn't have been, and people were probably really annoyed by it, but so I mean, in that sense, yeah. And we've been slowly trying to get more of a following around D.C., be more active on social media, yeah, and try to get out to more events.
And we don't so much love competing as we love going and, like, participating in other schools' events. Like, you know, we went to, like, Red Line. We did the thing at Catholic. And we just like going and kind of hearing what other groups have to do. Like, we had an invitation ourselves this year. We had a group from Brown come, a group from Chicago, from Loyola. So they kind of come from everywhere. And then we all sing together. And then, you know, we all get together later that night and, you know, have fun. But, like,
just the love of music.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, really all it is, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to ask if you girls would do another song.
Yeah, absolutely.
GW Pitches.
This one is a little more upbeat.
Yeah. Upbeat, all
this
right.
This one's by our favorite artist, Sarah Bareilles. I think we do three songs by her
yes,
now.
Yes, we do. Wow. Yep,
this
we
is
do.
King of Anything.
All right.
All right.
To for someone to tell me it's my turn to decide. Who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be, who died and made you king of anything.
All right, the pitches from GW University here in Washington, D.C., live on our show. They have a CD out, which is the pitches. How does somebody get this CD if they want to get this CD?
To get that CD,
this CD,
you can go on iTunes and look up the space, G space, W space, pitches. It's important that you have the G, then the space, not don't type space, like space bar. Okay. W space, pitches.
Yeah, I couldn't find it myself. For a long
it's hard
time.
To find, but, or you can look us up in, on our website, and there's a link to the iTunes.
And what would be the website and the Facebook if people want to reach
so
out to?
So we have all this, all the social media
all
platforms. We are the GW Press, GW Pitches at WordPress. So if you just type in GW Pitches, that'll come up. We have our Facebook page, our Twitter, and our Instagram all under the GW Pitches. And we also have our YouTube channel, which has, I think, up to 70-something videos at this point. Not that many repeats, mostly just all the songs we've done over the past 5 or 6 years are all up there as well.
So a lot of people will get discovered on the internet, you know, by posting stuff out there, YouTube and whatnot, you know, it worked for Justin Bieber and many other folks. So if you're becoming popular and famous for your videos on YouTube, what are you guys going to do with that fame, that popularity? Because you're going to graduate, then you're going to go off. So is there any thought about keeping this going in some way, shape, or form outside of school?
The group continues going, and that's kind of what's amazing is we're all in it for 4 years, but then we kind of get to have new people and new sounds and change our sound.
Gotcha.
I think over the past 4 years, I've heard our sound change every single year just based on who we have in it and what people are arranging. And it's kind of important for the group to move on.
Yeah, you know? It's awesome to watch the way we evolve over the years. We've definitely grown as a group in the past few years quite a bit. So it's really nice to see
And I know that.
That
you've got some famous fans. Michelle Obama watched you guys perform. How did that happen?
So we, every year the White House sort of invites groups to come and sing for the tour groups during the holiday time. And so we signed up and we were going to go. And it turns out the day that we got invited to come, she was hosting a party for the volunteers who helped decorate the White House that year, and so we got to sing for all of her guests, and then apparently she wanted to meet us because we were her entertainment for the evening, so they sort of shuffled us into a private room, and we set up a picture, and she took a picture with us, and we got to meet her, we sang a little song for her, and then they sent us like 15 signed copies of the picture. I'm sure they're all
we all have them framed in our room.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
We had no idea either.
Yeah.
We had no idea we were meeting her.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you thought about that? Like, there was a TV show with Sarah Bareilles as one of the judges. I don't know if that's still
off.
On.
Yeah.
Is that something that the group would ever consider doing, or you're not allowed to do? Or how does
to
it
be
work?
Honest, I think the thing that's great about our group is while we're very committed to this, we are all in different organizations on campus. So for us, this is as strange as it sounds, because it might sound stressful to learn all the music. It's supposed to be our stress relief because singing really is something that makes everyone happy. So when we all come together two nights a week for 2.5 hours, we learn a lot of music, but it's also just a lot of time for you to sit and relax and like take a break from all the other things that you do at school, because I would say 90% of us are overcommitted, so this is our chance to step back and
this is like a sorority in a
yeah
sense.
I mean it really is
a sisterhood, and so you work together,
definitely.
Practice together and probably hang out a lot together.
Yes,
I'm guessing.
Yes,
you were reluctant to say yes.
No, we definitely. I was going to say it also helps that many of us do have similar majors, and so it helps us. Sometimes you can get job opportunities through your other pitches, you know,
and
outside of pitches, we also help each other with our careers and other.
What are your majors, by the way, incidentally?
My major is speech and hearing sciences and music. So like deaf culture and right, sign right. language.
Do you ever lose your breath or get dizzy? I mean, the beatboxing requires it's a different kind of vocal breathing than the rest of the singers.
Michaela's actually another one of our beatboxers. And we kind of go back.
You get lightheaded because of all that.
We try to make sure that no one does too many songs in a row because we've had people had to sit down during concerts. And when we went to the White House, I, for some strange reason, happened to be beatboxing two of them and soloing the other one. And I almost passed out in the White House. So we decided never to do that again because we sang the same three songs for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
At least.
And by the end of it, I was done. But it was a great experience, so it was worth it.
What's your major?
Economics.
Economics?
I'm a psychology major and I have minors in cross-cultural communication and music.
You girls?
I'm also a psychology major.
Mm-hmm. International affairs major.
And I'm a sociology major, so we'll see what I can do with that.
Are you going back home to London after you graduate?
No, so I actually live in California. I moved there like 6 years ago, finished off high school there, and I came here. But I do have dual citizenship, so I might go work there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, congratulations on all your success. I thank you guys for coming in. And the CD sounds great. And do you ever hear from the people whose music you sing? Have you heard from Sarah Bareilles? I mean, you're a big fan of hers.
My dream is that Bruce Springsteen will, you know, hear us and endorse us. And
walk in the door.
Exactly.
I think the coolest thing that ever happened is one of our members, Brianne, actually went to went to an Ingrid Michaelson concert, and we had sang one of her songs, Parachute, and Brianne brought the actual sheet music with her, and Ingrid Michaelson signed it. So, I mean, she hasn't listened to it, but she's technically written on
it. We did give Sarah Bareilles' manager our card once.
Yes. We're working on it.
You're trying.
Okay. And we're going to see Ed Sheeran in the fall, the three of us. So hopefully maybe we'll pass something along.
Yeah. Have it signed. All right. Well, thank you, girls. I know you're going to do one more song for us. You did two. I'm sorry to surprise
It's hard to do all of our songs with this few people.
Right.
So we had to sort of
much
like,
larger productions.
And, yeah.
And how did you come to sing in a church? I know that was huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just kind of our
our
venue.
Perform?
It's near campus, so a lot of the a cappella groups actually use that space. The acoustics are amazing. Yeah. We don't really need. We have like one mic for the soloist, I think, and other than that, we don't need any sound equipment, which is really expensive and hard to deal with. So we prefer that space.
You've got no crew or roadies. You're it.
We are all you got.
You are all you got.
Just us and our groupies.
Well, you're absolutely lovely, and you guys sound great. And again, the website addresses to get the CD for the audience who want to get this would be
gwpitches.com.
And you include the spaces. Don't forget the spaces, right?
Yeah, don't forget the spaces.
You got to have the spaces.
On the website, you can just look up GW Pitches.
And just Google us. Just on iTunes. It's
very
Spotify.
Important on iTunes.
All right, well, enjoy what's left of your summer. School's going to start again.
We're about to get a bunch of new people in just about 3 weeks.
Some auditions going here.
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully not till 4 a.m., but we'll see.
Well, thank you, girls.
Thank you so much.
The Pitches here on Border Crossings. This is the Voice of America.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it? Just let it slip.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over. Blow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass. He better lose himself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to post-mortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These losses all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads got
spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these guys damn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see this order caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming order too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trailer's got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only.
Crossings, Marshall Mathers, Eminem, M Squared. There's the man with the plan. And I read today where his mentor, Dr. Dre, is coming back with a new album, his first album in over a decade. But that is a request from Mr. Tiru on Border Crossings. For everybody tuned in to Shegger FM 102.1, Eminem, and Lose Yourself. Eminem lost a lot of himself back in 2007. He said his weight got up to 230 pounds. At that time, he was out of shape. He was addicted to drugs. He said he turned it all around. He replaced drug addiction with exercise, and he lost 81 pounds. And he's in the fighting shape that he's in right now at age 42. Native of my own Detroit, Michigan. That's Eminem on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I'm glad you're with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks again to the Pitches for coming in and being on the program. I want to say hello to a bunch of our Facebook friends who are checking in. Nolawi is with us. Alhaji Adamovic. We got Magdalene checking in. Mary Essien, Emmanuel Workne, Azeb, Van Damme, Kingboy, Yanita, Saidu Muhammad Ali, all saying hello to us on our Facebook page. And that's a great place to go to make a request or dedication. It's also a great place to go if you want to enter our Now 55 CD giveaway, which begins today. And I'll be doing that in the next 20 minutes. So make sure you stay tuned to Border Crossings for the chance to win the Now 55 CD. Also on the list of folks checking in on Facebook, Jerusalem Arusi, Joseph Joseph, Melanie is listening, Nahi, Abidela, or Abidela, Yadua, and Birdman's tuned in, Moses is listening. Thanks everybody for joining us today. Monday's underway, and here's a request from Frank Ojukwu, and it's dedicated to Benita. This is Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing on Border Crossings.
that it's sexual healing.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Let's make love tonight.
Crossings, is there a doctor in the house? A little sexual healing, Marvin Gaye from Motown fame on Border Crossings, and thank you very much for that request, Frank, and I hope Benita heard the song and enjoyed it. In just a few minutes, we'll do our Now 55 CD giveaway, and we will go to our email and our Facebook page entries and select a lucky listener of the day. Among the collection of folks who've entered the contest over the past week. So thank you so much. The contest begins today. And if you want to enter, then please send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and you can enter on Facebook. You can also call. Julie's here. She sent the pitches home and she stayed. And she's here, I guess, for another week, she said. So if you want to call and make a request, say hi to Julie, 202-619-2077. Give her a call, and she'll take your request. She'll take your entry into our Now 55 CD giveaway. Magdalene's listening and said, I want to hear more from the girls. So she enjoyed hearing the pitches. Al-Haji checked in Ghana, said, I'm enjoying the conversation with the girls. Wesley Balland is listening. Joshua, also in Ghana, checked in with us. Aguirre Tesfe made a request for Bruno Mars. We heard from Emmanuel Workne, Saidu Muhammad Ali. Anita Yanis is listening and requested a song, Duck Win in Vietnam. Augustino, Sarah Beehive, Daniel Gerard, and Edward David Wilson, Fel Bell as well, Ibrahim Lexon, Jerry Babu, Beatrice Muwajim, Michella is listening to Border Crossings, and the Solomonate Sashetu also tuned in and supporting our program, Asimwe Salman, Nathan Cibulo, and Babagana Muralji is tuned into our show. Sam Walker posted something with Eminem that I did on a segment here that's on the Voice of America English News Division with David Byrd, and it's called International Edition, but we talk about music every week, and he posted that segment on my Facebook page. Chanda's also tuned in. So hello to everybody. Adrian Mulumba also wrote me a message, and Adrian wants me to play this next request. This is from Passenger, and it's a beautiful song called Let Her Go on Border Crossings.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. 'Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. 'Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. That's just the way it is.
changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Never be the same, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops they can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
Border Crossings, and that's just the way it is. One of my favorite songs from Tupac's collection. If you're a Tupac fan, The Game is coming out with a new album, which will include, he says, a touching tribute to Tupac. So if you're into The Game or into Tupac, you may want to pick that up. Thanks for requesting that song here on Border Crossings. That was a request from Samir Deligan Osho, who is listening in Ethiopia to Border Crossings, and said, I'm glad I hear you on Chegger FM 102.1. And so we're glad you do hear us there. Stephen is listening to Border Crossings, and Ogwo, Jums, or Gems, checked in. J.C. Saul, Lydia in Ethiopia, Hancock, Halelul is listening, Halelul, and Jossie and Tafadzwa are all tuned into Border Crossing, so thank you very much. It's time now for our very first Now 55 CD giveaway right here on Border Crossings. This CD is loaded with hits from Ellie Goulding, Jason Derulo, David Guetta, Fifth Harmony, even the number one song in America from Omi, and Major Lazer, and Pitbull, Nick Jonas, Maroon 5, all on the CD. And our lucky listener today is Samuel Fikru. Congratulations. Yay, Samuel Fikru. You are the first winner of the Now 55 CD. We need your postal mailing address, so please get a hold of us with the postal mailing address so we know where to send your Now 55 CD. And here's your request. This is Ray Charles. Before I Hit the Road, here's a song for you on Border Crossings.
Hit the road, Jack. I guess if you
say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? This away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Ray Charles, hit the road, Jack. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry, so it's hit the road, Larry. It's time for me to go. And thank you very much to all our listeners, and thanks to the Pitches for coming in to join us on Border Crossings today. I went to Facebook. I put a video up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, that's kind of circulating right now on the internet, on Facebook and YouTube. It's a group of people, 1,000 musicians, who gathered in Italy to create a musical plea to Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters to come perform in Italy. It's been a long time since the band's been there. And so they all performed a Foo Fighters song collectively. 1,000 musicians did this at the same time, playing drums and doing their thing. 1,000 of them. And it's a really cool video. So I put it up on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Dave Grohl even responded to the video and said, you know what, Italy, we're coming there. So it did have the desired effect. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with another giveaway and more requests. And thanks to Greg, our engineer today, and to Vince, our director, producer, and Julie, a intern and singer with perfect pitch in the Pitches. So thank you guys for coming in today on the show, the Pitches from George Washington University. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Border Crossings heard on the VOA1 Music Network.
We need
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.